Discover and unleash your power. How to make your thoughts a reality. Introduction. I have a message for you. You were born with an amazing and immeasurable power. This power has made you what and how you are now. You may be unconscious of it, but with this power you have created your present reality. Yes, everything that you are, have experienced, and are experiencing is a result of this power. But as many people are unaware of this power, sadly, they have unconsciously used this negatively. With this negative use, they have made less of a life than what they deserve, full of heartbreaks, failures, and disappointments. Thankfully, it is not too late. If you are one of these people, you can learn to use this power positively to recreate your reality. This book will make you aware of this power and help you use this power to be what you want, do what you want, and have what you want. It will help you create a life you may have once thought impossible. Chapter 1. The Relationship Between Thought and Reality. I think, therefore I am, said René Descartes. This amazing and immeasurable power you were born with is your ability to turn your thoughts into reality, our mind power. Everything started with a thought. In fact, everything made on earth was first a thought. The houses we live in, the airplane, the light bulb, and more. All actions are also preceded by thoughts. The action of applying for a job, for example, is preceded by the thought, I think I'll apply for this job. This may already be common sense to you. Each thought you have in your head usually materializes when you act. But here's the twist. Even if you don't act, your thoughts can materialize. For example, was there a time when a person suddenly popped into your mind, and soon after, you saw that person, received a call from that person, or heard other people start talking about that person? Or, for the people who are constantly fearful and worried about getting robbed, or getting their belongings snatched, are they not the ones who are unfortunate enough to experience such things? Generally, doesn't the positive thinking person also have positive people and circumstances in his or her life? On the other hand, the negative person finds himself or herself around negative people and negative circumstances. And just as thought influences reality, reality can also influence thought, which can in turn influence reality again. Thought goes to reality, goes back to thought, etc. For positive people, this cycle reinforces the good things in their lives. When the good they have thought about comes true, they feel happy, validated, and encouraged to keep thinking positively, and thus manifesting more good things in their lives. And, for those with truly powerful minds, even when their thoughts do not materialize immediately, they do not allow themselves to get discouraged. They just press on until things turn out the way they want them to. On the other hand, this cycle of thought-reality-thought can be vicious for people who think negatively. When their negative thoughts come true, they believe them, and thus continue thinking negatively until these thoughts materialize again. The process repeats itself, unless the person chooses to break the pattern. If this sounds a bit too simplistic and dubious to you, try thinking back on your life. When you are in a good mood, or are generally happy, how are things around you? How are the people around you? The events in your life? And, on the opposite side of the coin, when you are feeling low, what happens to the people around you and the circumstances you are in? Think about the instances where you expected an outcome or doubted a possible outcome. Either way, didn't things happen the way you perceive them? Your thoughts have power. This power is not very different from that of a sorcerer or a magician whose magic spells first started out as thoughts. For sorcerers, the relationship between thought and reality is quite a simple, straightforward concept. The only distance between thought and reality for them is a spell. Once they have cast their thoughts into a spell, they already expect a particular outcome. In the same vein, the distance between your thoughts and reality is the energy you put into your thoughts. Notice, for example, that whatever occupies your thoughts most becomes real. Or when you concentrate hard, what you think about materializes, especially when you believe it will happen. French philosopher René Descartes' immortal quote rings true even in today's context. You thought, therefore you are what you are right now. When you are thinking, you are creating. You are like the sorcerer or magician who cast a spell. You are creating an outcome. In the next chapter, you will learn how to use this power and know why some thoughts materialize and why others don't.